Blog Talk Radio. 33. It's a very important number. A lot of people are, you know, coming to that point in their lives and, you know, age ranges. When I did that with a person in mind when I thought about the number 33, right? 33 is the number of change, right? A form of evolution. In Freemasonry, 33rd degree is the highest degree you can go, right? Also, in the lower part of the lodge, the third degree, the number three in general, the number third degree is the highest in the beginning stages of Freemasonry. Even the story, the mythical story of Jesus, where he received his calling at 32. They say he died at 33, died at 33, arose at 33 on the cross. These numbers are very symbolic, right? Of a state. Trinity, they talked about the Trinity as well. The Trinity comes from, or the three wise men come from the priest of Amun, right? The three priests of Amun. So the number three is a very heavy number on this planet. The number 33 carries a great number of power. It's supposed to be a number of change, but people resist change. At this time, I was one that resisted change. It wasn't until my 33rd year that I started receiving the intelligence gradually and intellect. Right? Be mindful of the people that you meet. Right? Those can be people of power that come into your, you know, life at the age of 33. The people that will change your life forever. Right? Be mindful of those people. Be mindful of all that's around you at the age of 33. Just as you should be mindful at the age 12 going to 13. The age 12 is very important because 1 and 2 equals 3. And then the next is 13, which denotes puberty around that time or the coming of age of something or some boy and a girl. And the so-called Hebrew and Jewish tradition, they have the bar mitzvah, as I said, the bar mitzvah, where they say that you're becoming a man or a young man or a young woman at the age of 13, right? The number 3 is present there as well. And in society, you're told you're a man is a man at the age of, or of legal consent at the age of 21, right? 21, which is 3 years short of 18 for a girl, right? 3 years short of 18 for a girl. There's no coincidence that it's 3 years in between, right? Because they say women mature faster than men. That's why girls at 18 are considered adults and boys at 21 are considered adults. 3 years in the age range or the gap. However, as we're moving forward, as we are advancing in our intelligence, as we are learning about this number 33, which, you know, 3 times 3 equals 9, 3 plus 3 equals 6. The gap between 6 and 3, 6 and 9 is 3, right? They say that 6 denotes the number of man, right? Or the devil, as they say, the triple 6, or the control of man and woman through the 6, the number 6, because 6 denotes the time where they say man and woman were created, right, on the 6th day, right? And it's been man's desire to control the thinking, the words, the what you see, what you speak, and what you hear, 3 senses, right? Man has been fighting to control that. That's what your 3 sixes is, which is the number, they say, of the beast. His control over what you hear, see, and what you speak, your words, the control of the mind, right? Mind control, right? Dr. York talked a lot about the number 9 and the number 3, right? And like I said, it was a time in my life where I started to receive mental, like that's why I knew it was a powerful time in my life, right? The 3 represents those 3 stages of mind, body, and soul evolution. Mind, body, and soul evolution. And we, once we get to that point, right? When we get to that point of mind, body, and soul evolution, we're supposed to be raised to another level. We all go through that. The Masons were really just playing that out in their rituals of a greater interlude that a man and a woman is supposed to go through, a greater rising, a great rising into something, out of one thing and into something else, a great rising, right? This is the mind, body, and soul evolution. We all come to this point in our lives at the age of 33, right? Some might come earlier. Some might come at the age of 12, going on 13. Some might come at the age of 21. Some will come at the age of 30. Some will come all the way up to the age of 33, right? But we all go through these mental evolutions based on this number 3, right? And based on this number, like I said, a lot of times our people ignore the they ignore the signs and the symbols and the things that go through in this change. They ignore it, right? They ignore the change that comes to their lives because people, once they come toward that change, you know, once that change is presented in their lives, sometimes they refuse to take that leap of intelligence and make the change. I know of such a person, few people, who refuse to make that change. Things that are presented to you in this year are very powerful things. Like I said, from the age of 32 going into 33, that's a very powerful time, right? Very powerful time in the evolution of a people. A very powerful time in the evolution of a person in that mindset. 3 denotes change or the open door to the fourth dimension. 3 represents a mastering of those 3 stages of what make up man and woman. Our people of mind, body, and soul. Right? Or should I say the those three stages or those 3 states are supposed to make a change, are supposed to evolve. You know, that physical, that mental and that soul are supposed to all make a change. It's supposed to have a, when we reach this point in our life, we're supposed to have this exchange, right? This open exchange, this open mental exchange where we experience a surge of our higher self, where we come in contact with a surge of our higher self, where we leave the lower self behind at that age and at that state. Now we're in the new stage of beginnings, right? Beginnings. Certain endings are coming, and like I said, a lot of our people don't pay attention to the signs in which you are going through that stage and changing. Many people are brought to that change in their lives, and a lot of people reject the change in their lives. The number 40, it talked about, I remember people saying that the age of 40 or the number 40 is supposed to represent the first stage of man's life and woman's life. The first 40 years. The second 40 years, when you get to reach the age 80, represents the second stage. Then you're supposed to have a third stage when you reach 120, but very few people ever reach that third stage of 120. That's the completion of a physical life. But still, again, it ends up with the number 3. 1 and 2 is 3. Right? So there's really no escaping that number 3 and the encounters we have with it if we are in tune. People tell me that, you know, 3 in our lives, like I said, it carries so many different things on it. The number 3 has been my open door to evolution. Ever since I was born, it's been following me, the number 3. Ever since I was born, right, it has been an open door to certain stages in my life. I can remember all the way back to the age of 12, right? And I started realizing certain things. And going into the age of 13, things became stronger because, as I said, 1 and 3 equals 4, which is the open door to the mental state, because they refer to the fourth plane as the mental state. And sometimes as we're moving toward the mental state, sometimes as we're moving toward the higher source, toward the higher self, we come in tune with that self on a stronger level, we come in tune, the higher self of us, if there is an advanced self, comes in tune with this present day self, right? But we tend to snuff out the higher self because we've been so used to being who we were in that first 33 years. We become used to it, right? The number 7 in religion, they say, represents represents completion. They said the number 7 is supposed to represent perfection, right? They seal off the Bible and the Quran with that number, right? They seal off all these books, but then they talk about the number 6 being one incomplete or one short, right? This is why in your religious, the Jews in the religious days, they made the seventh day, which was Saturday, the Sabbath, right? And they had their celebrations on the seventh day, which was supposed to be the day the Lord rested, right? Which is strange that a so-called omnipresent, omnipotent God would have to rest or sleep or stop doing what he was doing in a continuous state of creation. But that's another story. 7 has the number 3 that makes it up. 4 and 3 being 7, right? And, you know, the 4 representing the highest stages of the mind and the 3 representing the lower stages, right? Now, those 4 and 3 combined equaling the number 7, right, represents completion. Now, the number 6, right, 3 and 3 being 6, still represents a double-sided portion of man and woman, an advanced stage of controlling of the mind after the physical, the mind, body, and soul come into another stage, right? They talk about 6 being a number where man was completed, right? He's supposed to be on a higher stage or a higher level than animal, right? So he was supposed to be given more, the created man anyway, was supposed to be given more mentally, physically, and soulfully. He was supposed to be given more, right? He was supposed to be given more to tune into, more to connect to mentally. So now that we're given more to connect to mentally, now that we're given more to tune into, we are moving ourselves to a higher level. Elijah Muhammad talked about the number 6 being the number of man. Now, Dr. York, he talked about the number 9, right? So him talking about the number 6, one speaking about 6, 3 stages up, talking about the number 9, then another 3 stages up, us talking about the number 12, right, goes right into that stage of 144,000, because they say 12, because 12 times 12 is 144, right, as in 144,000, right? That is the mastering of those 3 stages, or that state 12 represents the mastering of something, because there are 13 dimensions that case off or seal off this planet, right? And the mastering of those dimensions, those 12 dimensions, or the mastering of it on a lower plane, right, represents an open door to something else or something higher, right? Beyond the 13th plane or the open door, the 13th door being the open plane to the universal knowledge, right? The universal knowledge being the Amen knowledge, the knowledge of the Amen beings, beyond this solar system, beyond this encased system of mathematics and numerical order, where time no longer matters, where numbers no longer matter, right? Because numbers and time only matter within a solar system. A solar system that is where planets are rotating around. That's the only time numbers matter, right? Numbers help to keep a certain order on a planet within a solar system. But once we reach the highest form of these numbers, which are all denoted by at 1.9, right, we get to a point of 9, which is the highest before numbers start to repeat, right, which is divisible by 3. It represents stages of completion. We start to understand that. Three will always be in the stage of completion and the open door to another level. Three will always exist there. Three will always be our omnipresent point, our omnipresent state while we're in this realm, to open door to the higher realms. Like I said, it all works in a state of mastering something, right? Like I said, it was a reason why the Mason seal made the highest degree in their Mason Freemasonry 33 degrees, and why they made the third degree the highest level after the two other first levels of Into the Apprentice and Fellow Craft, and they called you a Master Mason after you entered the third degree. Then you were able to go up, which were honorary degrees, but the third degree was the most important, just as the 33rd was the most important, right? These were open doors of transformation that our people have missed, right? Okay. So as we are moving forward, as we are transforming ourselves, as that number 144 has become important to us, which is divisible by the number 12, as it is becoming important to us, it represents a graduation of things, a graduation of sorts, something that is moving our people forward into the future. This graduation into a higher state, into an advanced state, is what's going to move our people forward into the future. It's what's going to move our people forward into a next level, right? 144 was actually meant to be a stage of squaring our people, or shall I say, completion of something in this realm, where we were supposed to be leaving from in the 144,000. Like I said, they had 12 tribes according to the numerical system of the number 12, or the number of the 144,000. They had 12 tribes, right? They said 12 times 12 equals 144, and 144 equals 9. Still divisible by 3. So 3 will always play a part in our evolution, right? The number 3 will always play a part in our evolution as a number of completion, right? And an open door to something else, something higher, right? Like I said, the number that is considered to be the 40, the number that's considered to be the age of a man or a woman who has made it to the first stage of maturity or adulthood, before that is the number 39. The number 3 and 9. 3 and 9 equals what? 3 plus 9 equals 12. 1 and 2 is 3. Right? It's an open door to the age 40, right? Which represents a graduation into a new stage. Just like I said, again, walking into the fourth plane, or the mental plane, because we're supposed to put away all the childish things, had all the experiences we done had, and moved on in this mental state, in this advanced state. We're supposed to have moved on mentally, advanced in our way of thinking. Certain people are not going to make it to that stage. Certain people are not going to make it to the age of 40. That was an important number, even with the so-called prophets, where they say that Muhammad, the prophet, so-called prophet Muhammad, had his vision had his talk with Allah, with God, at the age of 40. Same way Moses, according to the story, received his, or was Abraham or Moses, one of them, received their revelation at the age of 40. And that goes all the way back to even the Sumerian story, of the Enki story, where 40 was an important number in his life. The number 40. I didn't say the age, but the number 40. Again, played an important role in my life in 2010 when I turned 40. Right? Played a very important role in my life. Right? It was a stage of graduation out of my 30s. Right? Into an advanced stage, into an advanced state. Make you realize things, puts you at a higher level. It opens up different worlds to you, greater understanding to you. Those of you who have not reached this stage or are heading toward this stage, be mindful of this stage. Be mindful of who you came in contact with, what knowledge raised you at the age of 32, 33. Be mindful of what you came in contact with, what changed your life forever. be mindful, because this that you came in contact with was meant to change your life. It was meant for you to follow this into a state of higher intelligence, into a state of life change, right? Be mindful of the people you met at the age of 33, 32 and 33 going into that stage. That's going to be the most important time of your life, right? Sometimes things might happen earlier for you at the age of 30 or between that time. Between the time of age 30 and 33, those 3 years are critical in your life. The very things that happen to you, those three years of your life in your 30s are very critical, right? And even in your, when you're going through your decades of your life, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, the number 9 still seals off those time frames. 10 is a plus year. 10 is a plus year. 10 represents a sealing off of those 9 years you actually experienced. 10 represents the sealing off, which gives you a decade, right? But it is still divisible by the number 3. And stages are 3, from 30 to 33, from 33 to 36, from 36 to 39, or from 20 to 23, from 23 to 26, to 26 to 29. Still in stages of 3, with the 10, which represents, again, the open door to something else, the open door to a new stage in your life. When you hit 30, when you hit 40, when you hit 50, those decades, those 10 stages, all this means something. It's supposed to unlock certain codes in your life, unlock certain mental energies in your life that are stored up for you when you reach this point. When you reach those points in your life, those stages of 30 to 29, it's all supposed to be times being stored within your life. Memories that are being stored in your mind. Turns that are being actual mental turns or interns or inroads that are being made in your mind. Right? Actual mental inroads that are being made in your mind. So as these mental inroads are being made in your mind, as they are being inlaid, as they are steering you in a certain direction, you have to be mindful of what these directions are. Sometimes you'll get steered in the wrong direction, right? Because you're so used to going in the wrong direction where there's no growth, right? Where there's no growth, right? So we have to be mindful that the number 3 is an open door continuously to us, right? Watch your children at the age 3. Watch your children at the first 3 years of their life, right? Watch your children at the first three stages. Watch your children early on, before they, you know, because at the age of 3, the first 3 years of their life, they're starting to pick up their personality. Their personality is starting to evolve. It's starting to come out of them. Who they are, who they're going to start to shape themselves into, you'll start to see the beginning of their personality. All up to the age of 3, if you're paying attention. If you're looking past all the baby talk and the baby nonsense, you start to see them shaping themselves at the age 3. Right? It's like it's like an alarm or like a encoded system goes off in them to start revealing themselves at the age of 3. Literally, you can tell what type of child they're going to be from age 3 on, right? If you pay attention, if you take away all the silliness and the toys, and like not saying the toys, but like the cartoons and things like that, because at the first three years of their life, they're mimicking all kinds of children and cartoon-like behavior and things like that. If you take that away from them and you just interact with them for the first 3 years, you'll get to see. You'll start to see who it is they're going to become in those first 3 years, right? Who they're going to be just being, you know, in a one-on-one conversation, a one-on-one interaction with you. You get to see who they become or who they're becoming, right? So what does this tell you? What does this denote? This denotes change and evolution in the fourth year of their life because they're going to go through a new stage, right? But their personalities will become stronger, right? Everything that they saw from 1 to 3 has been encoded in their mind. Nothing is more open. Their mind is not is more open from 1 to 3 than any time. Their awareness is more open from 1 to 3 than any time. Right? You can start to check out their, you know, their level of intelligence, because people say, oh, you know, you can't really tell nothing that young. You can't really. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Reason why you can't tell any, well, people say can't tell anything young is because, like I said, you done had your, you started to simplify your children and you put them around other children, and you don't know, it takes them a minute to develop their personality because you don't know if they're mimicking other children or mimicking cartoons or anything else. So you get a chance to see who it is they're becoming when you take that out of the equation, when you get to study them for the first 3 years. Just interact with them one-on-one. I advise any parent to try to spend the first 3 years with your child to see who they are becoming, what will interest them, how can you challenge them mentally, right? Then pay attention to them when they get to the age of 9, right? Then especially when they get to the age of 12 and 13, going into that puberty stage of young man and young woman, right, when they start on that journey as young men and young women, because that journey will continue up into the time they hit 40, where they've made the first stage of life, where they've made the first stage as a man and a woman, right, where that open door is ready to receive them into the first stage of womanhood and manhood. Like I said, they say that you are an adult, a young adult at the age of 13 and the age of 12. You become a young adult. Right. But now, at the age of 40, and then 80, like I said, at 80 you're supposed to be considered middle age, right? And then at 120, like I said, you are considered an older person or a wise person of your age, and that's it. Still working in three stages, 40, 80, and 120, still working in three stages. So this is heavily inlaid in us, right? Is heavily laid into us. This, even with the 666, 6 times 6 times 6 equals 18, right? 7 times 3 equals 21. Now, I said earlier that the age, it goes again in three intervals, 3 sixes, 3 sevens. Here it is in this interval, they say that women at the age of 18 are considered grown, right? 6 times 6 times 6 is 18, right? Which they say is the number of the devil, right? Which is the time they allow, they give the girl 18 the time to start corrupting her, where they could start telling her she can have sex at a certain time and do this, she legal to have sex, this, that, and the third. But the boy, like I said, at 21, 7 times 3, 21, he gets to be older, more developed in his mind before he makes that choice, right? They feel he needs a 3-year gap before he's responsible to make that choice of at 21, like I said, the drink, you know, a drinking age and things like that, because like I said, they feel that a woman should be open to receive men, to receive influences or outer influences at that age, right? Faster than a man. So it's a way of getting a woman caught in a rotation in the world where they can start on working early to control her mind with outside influences, sexually or otherwise, where she is allowed to be exposed to alcohol and things like that. This is all done subliminally at the age of 18. It's all done subliminally, right? This is why in a lot of countries, like, and you know, in the religious faith, they try to shield their daughters from certain things, Right? They try to shield their daughters from certain things, from men's advances, sex, things of that nature. They try to shield them. Right? This is real. All of the influences that men have out there, right? It all works in three stages, right? Where a man goes to working on a woman's mind, he goes to trying to seduce her body, right? And he tries to get at her soul. How does the man try to get at her soul? Through what they call the heart, right? Because the heart is really supposed to be the representation of the soul, right? A man might give you things, right, to touch your soul. He might present gifts to you, right? He might, he makes the point to touch you or lay with you sexually in a certain way, right? He, like I said, physically, soul, and mentally, he tries to challenge, even though that's kind of getting wore out here. Mentally, he tries to challenge the woman, right? The biggest thing men do, right, even though it's a weak attempt, the biggest thing men do in playing mind games, right, is through symbolism of, astrological signs. That's why a man will ask you first, what's your sign? Because he's already going to working on your mind. 9 times out of 10, he's already read a book or she's read a book on how to master the astrological sign, or he has learned how to master the astrological sign of the woman, or the woman is trying to master the astrological sign of a man. That's why she purchases those books, you know, or he purchases those books. That's the sure sign they learn how to master someone's sign or someone they have interest in. Right. This is all going to that three stages of control. Right. People learn or try to master you in three stages of control as well, within that stage of three. Right. And people will try to free you up or separate themselves from you in those three stages. Right. They'll go to breaking your heart, which is to break your soul, or disconnect themselves from you and that soul connection. They'll start by disconnecting themselves from you and that soul connection by doing things to what they call hurt your feelings or break your heart, right? Say things to hurt you. Then physically they start to disconnect themselves from you. Then mentally they start to disconnect themselves from you. You see it in all three stages, and they do it without even thinking. Right? They do it without even thinking. It's all a disconnect, a three-stage connection, and when they are ready to leave you, a three-stage disconnection, mind, body, and soul. They take themselves away from you. They disassociate themselves with anything that has to do with you, right, because they don't want to remember. They don't want to feel the guilt, right? They don't want to feel the detachment, the pain of detachment. So they detach themselves gradually in all three stages until you're gone. Right? And then everything becomes cold. And then they move to something else that heats them up, where they're looking for those three stages of desire again. So this all plays a part. This all plays a part, like I said, in the number three all over again. And the forward motion in which certain things are closed to you and certain things are open up to you. But I caution those people in that three stage of the open door. Like I said, at the age of 32 going into 33, those of you who are going through that stage, be mindful of what you come in contact with, because you will be open and you will reach your highest stage where an open door comes for you to evolve into, right? It could be a stream of knowledge. It could be a person you meet, anything, somebody who's going to raise you to the next level, or someone who's going to bring you down, right? Someone who's going to destroy you, because that open door to that 33rd stage or that 33rd state, right, does not necessarily mean you will rise. certain times, that's the open door to the fall, where you're going to fall down, where you'll fall down, right, and you will fall out. Sometimes it's the beginning of the end, and there's a fall that you will never come back from, right? Certain times it's an open door to a rise and a continuous rise. Just like people will continue to rise, you got certain people who will continue to fall. They will start to free fall. That's why you'll look at certain people and you'll be like, damn, he looked good. She looked good all the way up to 32, 33. Then next thing you know, something happened to them, and next thing they just fell off. They look bad. They lies. It's just terrible. Right? Because an open door came, might have came open for them to raise themselves, but they decided to close the door on that. They decided to walk away from that. They decided to go in the opposite direction, but that door is still open. When you're at the age of 32 and 33, that door is still open. So now what can happen is negative influences could walk through that door and come at you at a time when you're vulnerable, when you're open. Negative influences come through that door, reach out to you. Right? And it can take you, because you were supposed to be open to receive a higher form or an advanced form of intelligence, but you chose to take a lower form. You chose to go to what was familiar with you. But familiar does not mean right. Familiar doesn't mean right. Right? People are very cowardly in this stage where they're commanded to move forward. A lot of times they're very cowardly. They don't want to take the next step to an open door that was made available to them. I tell all the people that even come in the state of mental, when you hear this message and it resonates to you, you are of the elect, right? You're gonna reach that stage of three somewhere in your life when you hear this intelligence right here, this knowledge coming through. There's gonna be a three somewhere present in your lives, whether you're living at a address that has number three on it, whether you're becoming 32 going into 33, whether you're 30, whether it's something, could be the third person you broke up with and then you came into this knowledge, anything, the number three will be present somewhere in your life when you come into this knowledge, because it's meant to be an open door to something else. Certain people are not going to walk through the door. Certain people are going to get an attitude, and they're going to personalize certain things and make an excuse not to walk through the door, right? They're going to make an excuse, right? They're going to have a problem because they want to turn back around. They want what was familiar. But understand, when you turn away from the door is still open. Your door has been open, meaning your mental door has been open to receive something higher. But because you might reject that which is higher, you will be open to receive something lower instead. Right? You will be open to receive something lower, something that will destroy you, something that will pull you down, something that will pull you in a negative or bad direction. Right? This is the mentality. This is the open door that is now closing to you. Right? And it is closing you out because of what you chose to do, what you've chosen to become. Right? We are now operating as an open entity to receive higher intelligence based on this completion of this tri-solar state. It is a tri-solar state. When we're elected, so-called elect ones are referred to, right? I say it's the same way as electricity. You see the word electricity, right? That means those who are elect in three states of person, place, and possession, or mind, body, and soul. They've raised to that. These are all open doors, because now you're looking at people, you're looking at places, you're looking at things differently. Right? You're seeing things for what they really are. Right? You're seeing things for the weight of what they are versus what they are not and what they will become. We are moving forward in this stage, beyond this stage. Right? Can we carry ourselves and drop off the old things and learn how to shed the old things in those first three stages? Can we learn how to shed the things in those first three stages? When I talked about your children at age 1 to 3, past a certain point, you should be opening. When they get to age of 4, you should be trying to open their mind, because the first 3 years you should have learned about them. You should be at age 4 opening their mind to something else. You should be knowing what it is that they fancy, put things in front of them of interest, knowing what it is that they fancy or what they cling to, and then at age 4 put these things in their sight, put these things in their vision, put these things in their way for them to interact with. You might, for example, have a child at age 3 who likes, you know, building blocks, right? He might like building things, putting blocks together. Next thing you know, at age 4, you're getting him an erector set, right? And you didn't allow him to watch TV, you didn't allow him to watch stupid things like SpongeBob, SquarePants, and all this other stuff, and you actually challenged his mind, and he was building things. Next thing you know, this idea, this mentality for being an architect is ingrained in him. It's something that has been, it's going to take hold in his mind, because you focused on him at age 3, what it is he took interest in. You put certain things in his insight. You might have put a stethoscope in front of him. You might have put building blocks in front of him. You might have put a little mini microscope in front of him. He might bang it on the floor. He might actually go up and take a look at it and touch it and look through it and stuff. You show him how to use it, or her how to use it, right? And you'll see what they gravitate toward. They will let you know within the first 3 years what they gravitate toward. And then you open up the fourth year, the new stage, by giving it to them, by engaging them. This is also how you should engage yourself, because if you've come in contact with something on a higher level at a certain age, right, be it, like I said, especially in your 32nd and 33rd year, that degree of graduation from the old life, you should be embracing that regardless, continuously. Open up to that, because that is your stage to rise to the next level. That is the stage that will take you out of here to a higher state, to a higher level, right? This is your open door. This is your open door into the future, advancing in a state or in a stage toward the higher state. All reception should be aimed at moving you toward that higher state in the name of Amun. Amun makes himself or opens himself up for your reception at those ages of 32 and 33, if you're paying attention. You might not know the name is Amun, but it is opening you up to your continuous self, to that next stage, to that next state. People tend to want to move away from that because, like I said, this is a scary stage where nothing is the same anymore. Objects are moved out of your way. People are moved out of your way, people that you were familiar with. Things are more wide open now. You have nothing to latch on to, right? You have nothing to grab on to, right? So you are grasping in the darkness, and you are looking to settle yourself. And as you're looking to settle yourself and get on equal footing or equal ground, right, you're actually opening the door and building a new world for yourself. That analogy that is, let's say you end up in a new city or in a new state and you don't know anybody and you just start meeting people. You sever your connection and your tie with all the older people that you knew, right? And you go to a whole other place with a whole other mindset and you are trying to come on equal footing, equal standing, right? You're coming on equal footing and equal standing, and you're trying to stand up and raise yourself up and move forward in another state of mind. But you did not keep yourself open to the fact that you're supposed to be receiving or thinking and looking at situations in a whole another light, not looking back at the first 32 or 33 years. You're supposed to be looking forward into the 33 to 34 and beyond, into the next stage of what happens next, into the open door. Because these doors were meant to be like coded, meant to be like locks in your life that are opening. Like,
how can I say, like, codes, right? Or what is it? The calibration to something else. Each stage of your life, each year of your life, 12 months. Again, here's number three, 12 months, right? Each stage of your 12 months, your 1 year, has memory in it that's locked into it that made you or brought you into being who you are. 33 is just the highest stage and open stage to something else, to bring you into something higher, right? You're not supposed to be repeating the same things that you did in your first 32 to 33 years, right? You're not supposed to be repeating that, right? You're not supposed to be repeating what it is that you went through in those first 33 stages, in those first 33 years, right? So now as you're moving forward and you are in a continuous state of evolution and you are continuously moving and receiving higher intelligence, like I said, because that door of intelligence is really opened up to you at the age of 32, where things take on greater depth and greater dimension. And then going into your 33rd year, you see things much on a greater level. You see people on a greater level. You'll see certain people even on a shallow level where they really were, the people who you thought so much of. I know I seen that when I hit the age of 32 and 33, the people I was around. I saw the shallowness in these people. And I've learned to see the depth in other people, the things that people bring you, the things people take away, right? The surprises people leave you with, right? And the shock and the dismay that you may encounter with these people all comes with age and time. You see that. I used to say that you can tell a person about a person in the first 3 minutes of their conversation. You can tell how a person is by the first 3 minutes, right? You can tell about a person, right? If you pay attention, right? How they came to you, how they, you know, attached themselves to you. All right? So, in that, in saying that, and focusing on that, that first 3 minutes of the conversation might set the whole stage for the whole relationship after that. If you pay attention to how they approached you in those 3 minutes. Like I said, three is a very powerful number. Anything after what they said to you in the first 3 minutes, in the fourth minute, anything they can possibly make up is BS after that. Right? They revealed themselves to you in the first 3 minutes if you paid attention, if you listened to their opening line, men and women. They revealed themselves to you in the first 3 minutes, and that's all you really needed. Anything after that, if they change up, you know it's a lie. Because people, you know, they have no choice when they open their mouths but to be truthful in the first 3 minutes. Even if they try to lie, they just told you the truth that they liars, right? So you learn something about them. It's like an involuntary, response. The first 3 minutes will give you the truth about who people are if you pay attention. You women definitely need to pay attention to this. Pay attention to the men that you're going to talk to, engage in conversation with, even if he goes to impressing you, even if he goes to making jokes with you, even if he goes to doing whatever it is with you, right? He's engaged in certain things with you for a reason, right? Certain responses with you for a reason, right? This is the form of intelligence that our people lack, because our people don't really pay attention to things. We don't really pay attention to people, motives and actions, right? We don't pay attention to people's motives and actions or inactions, because their inactions say a lot, right? Their inactions say a lot. Pay attention and their actions will speak much louder than their words. Somebody taught me that, right? And I learned it over time. sometimes you have to induce actions within those first 3 minutes, right, of meeting a person to show them that you're serious. Because, again, after 3 minutes, if you're saying a certain thing and if you're not coming across right, a person will never take you seriously within the fourth minute, and everything after that, any time after that, the person will never take you seriously. People develop their impressions about you within 3 minutes, right, of seeing you, opening your mouth, things like that. They develop their impression of you. They're already scanning you already if they're sharp and they're on point. Because, like I said, it's almost like an involuntary thing. It's an involuntary time frame of sense where people develop these things about you. That's how powerful the number three is, right? They say that, you know, they measure time in seconds, right? When in all actuality, I spoke about the time in which it's measured in first, then you talk about time measured in seconds, then it's supposed to be time measured in thirds, because really that's what that's going to end up going into anyway, where time is going to be measured in thirds, not no more in seconds, right? Where, in other words, you count to three, and that'll be considered, I only lose the word second, because seconds is counted between, or what they call milliseconds, counted between like one, two, then that's a tick, one, two, that's a tick, it's going to be one, two, three, tick, right? Or ticks and clocks, or when time changes, over, they'll count three before the time changes. Instead of two, like there's two in between seconds, right? There's one, two, and then there's the click on the clock. You count one, two, and then there'll be a click on the clock. You don't say one, and then there's a click. One, there's a click. One, there's a click. It's one, two, click. That's why it's referred to as seconds. But there's going to be one, two, three, click from the time where the hand will move. That'll set back time. Because in reality, that is an open engagement or open date to time as well, where time will be moving in a different course, in a different frame of thirds instead of seconds, right? Time will be moving in thirds in the near future. Certain places, they're already doing it. They're trying out where time is moving in thirds and not seconds, right? Where they tell you time is behind another time. This time is behind where they put time back, where that they're actually starting to run time in thirds, not in seconds anymore. You know, they're trying it out. It's all done to offset something.
Right.
It's all done to offset something in a person's way of thinking. Right. So we're going to play a little bit of music because I've been talking for about an hour. I wish I had this song up here called Time, but I don't have this song Time up here. But we're going to play a little something. A little under the weather, but I'll be okay with what I want to play. All right. Jazzing over. No use. Oh, no. No way I can go. We'll be right back.
beyond thinking about this number and the power it plays in people's lives, right? It is, like I said, throughout the biblical, the so-called biblical books and, you know, things like that, and, you know, it encases our lives, the number three, right? It encases our lives. I said that they said the number of the devil, so-called devil, whatever, or the beast or whatever, is 366, right? 3 squared 6, meaning that the number 6 is how they intend to control man, mind, what you see, what you hear, and what you speak, meaning your mind, right? Through media and things like that. So the number 6 is the control of man. Even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, like I said, he said number 6 was the representing man. 3, right? And its representation, its high representation of advanced self, you know, from the time of 3 to 6 to 9, right, brings about different stages in your life. Every 3 years is supposed to be a different stage in your life. Every 3 years, from age 3 to age 6 to age 9 to age 12, right, to age 15, these are all supposed to represent different stages in your life. Age 18, right? And we know that every 3 years brings about a different view, supposed to bring about a different view, because usually that's the time where, like I said, 3 stages up, you might not keep the same people in your lives, in your life that you had in your life. You might have an open connection to somebody else within those 3 years, right? You might have an open connection to somebody else. An open window comes, right? The zodiac has 12 signs, right? And they say that denotes 12 different personalities, right? You got millions of people on the planet that fall within those personality traits, those 12 different signs, right? And this is powerful because, again, this dictates the mentality of people, their mindset, how their patterns of thinking are set, all within those 12 signs, right? Who set these patterns in place? The Amun beings set this pattern in place, right? The Amun beings, the Omni beings, the creators of this planet and the solar system set this pattern in place. They set the 12 signs of the zodiac in place, right? The zodiacal or the astrological, notice the word logical, and the astrological chart in order. They set those things in order. It wasn't the white man. It wasn't no man. It was these Amun beings that set these 12 astrological signs in place to denote people's personalities, right? To denote the personality of people, the mentality of people, right? That's why it was set in place, to show where it is people are going, where they, what they're thinking, how they're moving, their movements, right? Their movements. And each one of these signs that dictates millions among millions, billions of people's personalities on the planet, right? They carry with it different, how do you want to say, they carry with it different, different versions of logic, even to that. They carry different versions of logic within those 12 signs, or different versions of beliefs within those 12 signs, right? And they all have a certain breakdown. You have certain people, you know, you have certain people based within those so-called astrological signs that have a hard time with discerning the truth from lies. That's why you'll have people say there's three. If you really listen to people, they'll say there's three levels of the truth, right? There's what they say, there's your truth, my truth, and the truth, right? They discern different stages of truth in threes, right?
Everything is broken down. All reality is broken down in those three stages, right? Black, white, and the gray area, right? What they call the gray area. All broken down in those three stages. All those realities are broken down into three states. They call it the gray area. What's black, what's white, and what's the gray area? What's the in-between, right? Rarely do people get above all of those areas, right, as a continuous truth. That's at the fourth stage, going into a continuous truth, an eternal truth, right? Like, for example, people might say about me, oh, Newbin seemed like he ain't telling the truth about this, or he don't seem truthful about that, or he don't seem like this. But if you get at the core of person, place, and possession, the three things, my personality, you know, that I possess, you know, and, you know, the place that we in, in which we inhabit, and, you know, the situation or the circumstance we in, you get past all those things and you look beyond that, you'll see that there is a continuous truth, a continuous intelligence that is beyond all three of those things. But people rarely get to see beyond that, right? But the people who are chosen to think beyond that third realm and go into that fourth realm, they see that continuous truth. That's the people who are caught into mental, like these are the people who have moved into mental, like they've come into that continuous truth and that continuous intelligence beyond those black and white and gray areas. They see above that. They know these are nothing but miscalculations and delusions of man within these three stages, right? Because certain people are not meant to make it to that continuous state of continuous truth or that eternal truth. They're not meant to make it to that. So what you do is you let them play around in these three stages, right? Black, white, and gray areas, your truth, my truth, and the truth, or what they think the truth is, right? What they grasp at, because that represents the third or the open door to the continuous truth, right? But rarely do they reach it because they're always coming from their point of view. They're not able to look at another person's point of view and then look at it from a third angle without focusing on either points, right? They're not able to look at it from a third angle, what they call an impartial angle, in order to get to the continuous and omnipresent truth, the universal truth, right, which is above all these things. This is a stage, again, of graduation. Sometimes people, you can feel a denseness of people and their mentality in that first stage where you're trying to explain something to them and your mind might be in the third party stage of what the truth is, and you're trying to, you know, bring clarity to that. You're looking from an impartial state of the truth, applying logic in that third stage, but they're still caught in their stage. They're not trying to see or get to where you're going, not to even see if there's an angle into which you would be lying. They're still stuck in that stage of their personification of what the truth is. And it's always false. The first two are always false. The third one is the real one. If you get into that state of impartial, then you will arrive at a continuous truth because you both just graduated on that third stage of what truth actually is, the actual truth, right? The actual. People are allowed to, you know, dwell in those three stages of the submental, right? They're allowed to dwell in those three stages of the submental until they either get tired or they don't get tired. They continuously dwell in those three stages of the submental, and they don't move to the fourth stage, right? They don't move to the fourth stage, right? They don't move beyond that fourth state. They don't move beyond that stage of they don't move to the stage of the continuous or all, or that omni, I should say. They don't move to that omni-truth. That is in the fourth dimension, on the fourth stage, in the open dimension, after the three, right? But you have to reach the third stage of where it's not about that person no more. It's not about you. It's about what is impartially the truth. That's why they tell you, they talk about when they're trying to decide something, let's say you in court, the judge acts as what? A third party. It's you against a certain person, and the judge will act as a third party, because he represents that impartial person who's listening to your case. Right? He represents that third party. Right? And decision that you leave it up to, y'all both leaves up to him to make an impartial decision, which becomes a continuous truth. A fact after a fact after that fact of what this case was brought to him. But again, that goes still into the third party. That goes into the third party as being the open door to something continuous, which is in the fourth stage. This is how we see things. This is how we, you know, is we're allowed to stay in that submental state until we burn out and get tired and we want to move on to an upper mental state, or we just continue to meander around in that submental state within those first 3 degrees or those first 3 states, right? Well, some of us just burn out. We don't make it to the fourth state. We stop. We're not making it. We're not saying it's not about me no more. It's not about you no more. It's not about, you know, us or whatever the case may be. It's about that third or that impartial mindset in which we should be standing in, right? We should be looking at the bigger picture of the impartialness of the situation impartially. See, we're not looking at that, right? We're not looking at that because we're not going to arrive, and because we're not looking at that, we're not going to arrive at a universal understanding, right? A continuous understanding that is beyond both us, that's bigger than both of us, right? We're not going to arrive at that. As we're going into the number 33, right, what happens after 33, 34, right? Again, bringing us back to 7, right? Or 34, 3 times 4 equals 12, which brings us back to 3 again, right? The 7 and the 12, right? We always understand this by putting numbers together to see what we come out with. Right? When they tell you 33 is the highest, 33 represents what? Man. Right? It represents you becoming a completed or finished man or finished woman, meaning that you finished a certain level at the age of 33. You've graduated at the age of 33. Right? You've graduated. You've turned into something else. You've become something else at the age of 33. You've become open, an open vessel to become something else. You might have received a new name, a new mentality, an open mentality, right? You might have received something new, a new message, open door, a new life. It's like you were once water, but now you're ice. Right? You received a new message, a new intelligence, a new mindset. A new dimension has opened for you. It is an open door for you at the age of 32 going on 33. It's an open door for you. Same way as 12 going on 13 is an open door for you, your first open door, your first inner sanctum from childhood to young adulthood. You're no longer a child anymore, an infant. You are a young adult, right? You have come to the edge of something else. You've come to the edge of a new experience. So if you have not experienced anything at the age of 32, you haven't come in contact with something that was going to change your life, you are owed that experience to go forward in that experience because that experience came to you. That experience came to you as a alteration in your life. It was meant to alter your life. Certain things you might have said no to that you would never do, they were actually meant for you to say yes to. They came to you for a reason. Where they said the things that come to us in certain stages of our life, they come to us for a reason. Right? They come to us for a reason. And you say, because you're looking back at the old things and what you wanted, but I can never see myself doing that because, you know, I saw this and I saw this in my past and I saw other people. No, you living through other people, but Amen might have presented a different situation or scenario to you through other people. But you turn away from that because you have become like men. You have become, you want to be like men and women. You want to be like these people, as opposed to taking what Amen presented to you, When I say Amen, I'm talking about the supreme, open, higher self, because everything that opens to you that's on a higher level, you open the door to that, right? Just as your lower self opens the door to things, right? When you come into a higher form of knowledge, you open that door to that higher form of knowledge. Then because you get upset or angry or whatever the case may be, then you decide something personal comes out, you decide you want to close the door. Right? You turn on the people or turn your back on something because you upset about something personally. Right? Because personally what it is, what you're coming into as a new person doesn't fit the old person. So you have a personality conflict there, the old you and the new you. Whatever was open to you, whatever came to you was open to you because you were at a stage where it was supposed to be opened up for you. You were at a stage where certain things were supposed to be presented to you for a reason. And you were supposed to grow into these things and embrace these things and love these things. Why? Because the first, of course, the old you is going to reject that, the one who was before, who was in the from 32 down to 1 was used to a certain way. But from 32 on up into 33 and going up, there's a new way open for you. There's a new door. There's a new knowledge. There's a new way of thinking. There's an advanced way of thinking open for you. And it will not mesh with the old. So at a certain point, when you hit the age of 33, you have to make a decision to toss out the old in favor of the new. When you hit the age of 32 to 33, you have to make a conscious decision to toss out the old for the new, or you're going to go backwards into the old, and there will be no growth. And that's when your life will start to fall apart. Because if you were presented with higher intelligence or new thought that was supposed to advance you, then it was supposed to move you forward as a new person. In that age of your 33rd, of your 33rd year, or your 32nd to 33rd year, that was an open door to new intelligence. That's why I share personal experience. I said, you know, at 32 years old, I was with Dr. York, you know, right? And I was, you know, part of Dr. York's organization, his movement here in New York, in the Masonic Lodge under Dr. York, you know. And when Mentalex started to come through, I didn't know what it was called yet, but it started coming through. I felt the need to sever myself from that. I felt the need to sever my connection with that. I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice to either continue, right? I had to make a choice to continue with what it is I was learning there or move on to what I was starting to receive from outward, from that outpulse of intelligence that was coming in. I had to make a conscious choice. I could have stayed there and, you know, continuously moved and dumbed myself down. Not saying that what was coming through there was dumb, but what I'm saying was I was more advanced than that mentally and what I was receiving. And it wasn't, I had to make sure that it wasn't my ego, or, you know, I had a problem. It wasn't about me having an ego or a problem with it. I didn't have a problem or ego with nobody, but I just couldn't do it no more. I just felt like I was going in a rotation, and something else started piercing my mind, something from outside. So that was the age where I was 32 years old, going on my 33rd year. So I was making that evolution. That evolution was coming through me. So as that evolution was coming, right, as that evolution was coming, as that destruction, that movement of intelligence was coming, right? As it was coming through to me, I started to see that this was going to change and evolve me. This was going to move me forward. And as it moved me forward, I had to let the old go to receive the new. And that's exactly what I did. I let the old go. No hard feelings, nothing. It was never about that. I let the old go to receive the new that was coming through. Because it was part of my evolution and my change. And people didn't understand that, but it wasn't for them to understand. It was for me to not understand and know. I'm going to go ahead and take a call. I don't know what that was, 9901. I don't know what that was, but sounded like a lot of craziness. I don't know. Anyway, like I said, that was just me sharing my sharing my personal change that I went through at the age of 32 going into 33. Mental X started to come to me, and it took 10 whole years to make a full resolution in my mind, to resonate in my mind. It took a whole 10 years to upload into my mind, right? Now it's stronger in my mind, so I got to go forward with it. I have to teach this. This is the evolution, or the mental evolution that our people have been waiting for, and it came to me at the age of 33. So if this knowledge came to our people at the age of 32, going into 33rd year on the planet, those of you who received it at the 30th year, the 33rd year, 32, those of you who have received this knowledge of mental life earlier than 33, I'm going to tell you that it's going to be, take on greater form when you're here in your 33rd year. It's going to take on more depth to you in the age of 33, greater meaning to you at the age of 33. It's going to resonate greater, and more dimensions will come in that time. It will strengthen your mind. It will strengthen your intelligence, right? It will strengthen your mind and your intelligence. It will move you forward, right? Whatever you're going through. The number three, right, like I said, has been following me from the time I was born, right? And it has resonated with a lot of people in my organization, my movement, number three. It's resonated with them. The core members of my organization are in their 30s, right? The core members are going to be in their 30s, right? The core, the majority of people are in their 30s. And that's not a coincidence. It's not an accident, right? It's not a coincidence or an accident. This is the time where they're being made over into new men and new women. In the image of Amun. Amun comes to us, that higher intelligence comes to us in our 30s. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I mean, you could chalk it up to, like, if you only got bits and pieces of what I was saying through the numerology part of it, through the astrological signs of it, that's fine. That's all you got, even though those are bits and pieces of Amun. That's bits and pieces of Amun's intelligence coming through. Some of our people get bits and pieces of it, that's fine. They only look for the surface level thing. They don't look for the depth in what's being said. Amun represents the depth in the number three and all these numbers here, right? He represents the depth. But the highest number that gives, that carries so much depth on this realm is the number three. The highest number that carries the most depth on this realm is the number three. They say the number nine, number six, no, but those numbers are all divisible by three. Right? Because those are all represent, nine represents three stages of three. Six represents two stages of three. Right? They're all divisible, or they're all exactly divisible by three. There is no next level without going through those first three stages. Right? There is no next level. There is no real rhyme or reason for anything. Even going to your 12th stage of things, like I said, where everything vibrates heavily on the number 12 here, without that number 3 being present, right? That number, like I said, the number they attached to their prophet of Jesus, number 33, and he rose, that was symbolic of him rising mentally, not physically, say rising as a rising up of Jesus, so-called, you know, the so-called prophet Jesus. They're talking about he rose mentally, not physically dead, rose from the mentally dead. That's talking about a raising up mentally in this 33rd year, right? Even though that story was copied from someplace else in ancient Egypt, but that's symbolic of a rising mentally, meaning that your mind was open to something, that it rose, or it raised your intelligence, or raised your mental level, right? That's what that talked about. Didn't talk about raising nobody physically from no dead, you know, but people, like I said, take things literally, right? And that he became as a god, or as God, right? Because he had a greater knowledge, right? I say, again, this is all symbolic of another story that comes out of ancient Egypt, right? Raising of a people mentally, people receiving certain, like the Masons said, they receive certain degrees at the age of 32 and 33 where they become, where they become, what is it? the 33rd degree, right? And they go into the shrine, or they call the shriners, right? And they go and they, you know, into a higher level, and they start to get secrets, or so-called secrets, secrets that are not shared by people or shared with people in the lower levels, because that represents life and that represents the world. That represents certain things that you're going to learn through time, because the degrees represent stages or years and age where certain things you're going to raise up and learn versus things that you people who are on a lower level won't learn because they're not ready for it yet. That's just life, where things are explained to you and you have to go through things in stages, usually stages of three, before you get a greater understanding of it, right? That's life. So we got another 28 minutes. We'll play a little music again. Frankie Beverly, Golden Time of Day. It's my favorite. We'll be right back.
Oh,
put a lot of emphasis tonight on the number 3, and like I said, I tried to touch on other numbers as well in this spectrum because I didn't want to, you know, just totally monopolize the number 3, use the broadcaster just totally, because I think I'm going to talk the number 33 out and the number 3 out and 12 and all the numbers that are divisible by 3 out, right? And that after you talk all these numbers out, after you go into the 12, 13, all these other things, like I said that after mathematics comes pathematics, right? I said I would teach on pathematics as an open, a continuous one, right, where there is no 2, there is no 3, there is no 4. I would teach on pathematics, right? Pathematics is just a continuous state of oneness, meaning a continuous state of mental oneness where there is no gaps. There is no 1, 2, 3 gaps. See, because you get 1, 2, 3 gaps because everything was broken up into pieces by dimensional form by the Amen beings. They broke up everything in dimensions. They didn't give everything a one gap, a continuous line here. They broke everything up into threes. Same way, it's kind of, I'm going to give you an analogy. It's kind of like on YouTube where they tell you you have to break up your clips into 10 minutes instead of doing one continuous clip, right? Because one continuous clip, you know, is too much memory. So you have to, same way here, you have to be broken up into threes. Everything in your life has to be broken up into 12 months. Or what you call a year, right? Which is still the, which is still 3, right? 12 months is they break it up. Like I said, 12 months, a year, right? Everything in your life is broken up into those 12 months time frames. Your life has to be framed out in time when you get past this solar system. When you get past the solar system where the planets are rotating around the sun, there is no more time. So everything coming at you, all your experiences are more intense because there is no points to break them up. There is no years to break them up. Everything is coming at you all at once. So what does that do? That intensifies or speeds up your intelligence outside of this realm. See, you're experiencing things in this realm based on time frames, you know, how to talk, how to eat, how to do this, how to do that, how to do this, how to do that. Now, children are going to be sent into this realm who have a continuous mind where their minds are not broken up into 3 time frames. You're going to have children who are mentally evolving in a pathematical form, not a mathematical form, not a numerical form, not a numerical form. I don't want to say numerological. I mess it up. But they're not going to be developing in stages of threes or stages of 12 months. They're going to come already as one complete person. They're going to be already uploaded with certain forms of intelligence. It's like what you call these people. They already sent through the first stages of those people, what you call geniuses. You know, the people that just come out the womb and they know how to play pianos and they know how to do this and they know how to do that and they just already lined up. They've already developed. So all what they're doing, what they've been uploaded with, is being output into this atmosphere. Things that would take you time to learn that they already come encoded with. They are called geniuses, right? They're called geniuses. Now, those people, like I said, you have black ones, you have white ones, you have all races of kinds, but that's really supposed to be coming out amongst our people, right? There's certain things you can do to produce those people who have a pathematical form of experience or encounters or mental encounters or mental uploading, right? Your telepathy, clairvoyance, all these things like that, higher mental capabilities are all being coded in them. So they're vibrating or they're moving or they're receiving in a pathematical form. They're not receiving in years. Everything there is already put into them. It's already encased in them. They're just giving it out as they come along. They're going to start, you're going to have start having children
After a while, they're going to come out of the womb talking. They're going to start talking, but they, like I said, like a lot of times you'll see the earlier age, right? They'll say, "Oh, she started talking at 1 year old. She might start talking at one and a half or 1 year old." Eventually, they'll come out talking, you know, out of the womb talking, right? And that sounds crazy, but it will happen because the new children that are coming through, the elect ones, they're being uploaded already with the intelligence in a mathematical form, meaning that they're not going to need mathematical gaps or math gaps that are based on a number system or time frame to develop into something, because everything you develop into is based in time frames, right? That's the human mentality. But the Amun mentality is everything is uploaded on mathematical form, meaning that everything you come here with is already encoded. You don't have to learn anything from man. It's already done. The white man is trying to do something, whereas he puts a chip. He tries to do it artificially now. He's trying to embed a chip in people, right? He's experimenting on this, embedding a chip in people with certain knowledge and intelligence and information on it where you don't even have to go to school no more. So what he's actually doing is following out the Amun beings and that technology they have, where they're just uploading everybody that comes here, uploading the minds of the children that are coming here, right, with pathematical form of intelligence, meaning that there is no, like I said, again, there is no gaps in between their learning. There is no stages. There is no first, second, third grade. Everything they got is already encoded in them already. That's it. It's nothing you can teach them. They've already been encoded. It's just one line of continuous revealing of what they know, right? Just one continuous line of revealing that. So they're not going to be based in the learning things and degrees and stages and years and time frames. They're not going to be caught up in that like we are, right? Because that's really a human form of learning, right? Humans had to be, because their brains were so small, and they, as they were starting to evolve, their brains, you know, you start uploading their brains with certain things, but that took time. So we're still on that time frame, right? We're still on that time frame where we're being sped up. So they're going to send in those people, those Amun beings, that advanced race of beings, where they're thinking more advanced on the lines of them, where they're moving in one mathematical form, where they already know what they came here to do. They already know, they already encoded with certain things already. So there's one flow of intelligence, one, right? And then, like I said, again, it's not based in mathematics any longer. It's not based in time frames. It's only one continuous flow of intelligence. That's how it's going to go. See, we still got to learn things. We have to still get things and degrees and stages and years. We still have to do that. Right? We still have to do that. Right? We still have to move in that time frame. Right? We still have to advance in that time frame. If we're not moving in that time frame, if we're not advancing in that time frame and whatnot, then we fall behind, right? Same thing like in school, what they tell you, the highest grade in high school is the 12th grade. 12, again, 1 and 2 is 3. And then what happens? You graduate to college, a new stage of life. All that is symbolic of the 12 or the three-dimensional picture of moving beyond these things when you're within the three-dimensional picture. You've moved past these things. You're really open to them at 30. Right? You made 30 years, but you master it, or you become open to master it at age 33, right? Because it is a dual 3 years. You need that extra 3 years to master it, right, before you move on to a higher form. Like I said, those people who came in at the age of 30, the people that's going to be 33 years old, you have that triple, three next to your 30, that 3-plus years onto your 30 years, where you will go through and master this level of intelligence on a higher realm, where it will take on more depth to you, will become more, it will become more, more layered. Certain things that people say, right, you're going to find more intelligence on what they're saying, more than even what they're saying, where they're not paying attention to certain things. Right? You'll find more intelligence on that. Right? You'll find more intelligence on the things they're saying, the things that are resonating based on that, connection, based on that advanced form of thinking that you're being opened up to. This is all done to do what? It's done to advance you and evolve you and open the door to breed greater children. Right? You're being open to bring forth greater seed, greater bloodline, greater children, advanced children. That's what we're being opened up for mentally, to bring forth a new progeny, a new seed, a new bloodline, a new regenerated form of us, an advanced and regenerated form of us. A lot of you, like I said, you have to be mindful that those of you who have children, being that you were, they were made, and like I said, it's not your fault. You were in a stage of learning. They were made with submentals before you hit that age of 30 or before you came into this higher knowledge or this advanced knowledge. You have to understand that these children were made of a degenerate bloodline before you hit your 30s. So the seed is rotten, yeah, or the seed is going to be regular. The bloodline is going to be regular. It is not actually going to be you that resonates into that seed, under that bloodline. It'll be the degenerate mind of the person you laid down with. So you have to keep in mind that being that you are at your highest mentally now, this should be the time you should be, or you are open to receive mentally. This should be the time in which you will be bringing forth new children and advanced people. This is what your mind was supposed to be opened up to and what your body was supposed to be opened up to, that new seed of children, right? Because your mind is opened up to that. And if you met a man whose mind is opened up to that, who's on that level, then that's the new bloodline, the seed you bring forward. This is for the evolution and the restoration of the planet. Right? This is the point in which you are opening up as an ah woman, and you brothers are opening up as ah men. And you are looking to bring forth that continuous seed because your minds are in the right place, which will put your bodies and your soul in the right place. It will put you in a perfect alignment. This is the connection that we seek. But the open door is the 33, or the number 3. That is the open door, these 3 stages. Continuous. Those are the open and the final in this physical realm that open up to us. So let me go ahead and read these questions before I get out of here. All right. Let me see. All right. It's been a pretty calm night. It's been a pretty calm night. I want to thank those of you who listened. I see we probably got a lot of numerical people up here who was listening, and you know,
Love Talk Radio.
Little back feed. Let me go ahead and read the last thing. What is the significance of the number 33? The significance of the number 33 is basically the highest number, or the highest number before you go into an advanced state, or an open door in the physical realm to something higher, to a higher stage of knowledge, higher stage of intelligence. 33 represents the open door. Same way 9 does, because 9 is divisible by 3. 33 is the open door, like I said. That's why in Freemasonry, they talk about the 33rd degree before you go into the shrine. It represents a new order, a new state of mind that you go into once you open that door, once you enter that door in that stage. Right? Once you come in contact with that stage, you go into a new mindset, a new body, new state. What is the significance of what is the significance of numbers on the earth? Numbers represent codes or times that unlock certain things in your mind and in your body. Because when you go through certain things at stages in your life, ages in your life, right? Then you reach a certain age, let's say from 1 to 3, or 1 to 10, or 1 to 12, whatever. You at a certain point, hit a certain mark or a certain peak where you're like, okay, you know, this is open to me because I experienced this, so now I'm on another level. Something's open to me. You got certain people who never advance or never grow up or never evolve mentally. They keep going through the same thing over and over again. They're the same person year after year after year after year, so there's no mental evolution for them. There's no stimulation for them, right? They keep going through the same thing over and over and over again, right? So there's really no mental evolution for these people, right? That's the significance. The significance is to open a door, unlock a door to something higher for you. Can certain numbers unlock codes? Yeah. Certain numbers can unlock codes to certain things in your mind, into your brain, and into advancing your intelligence. 33 is that number. 33 is one of those numbers, right? 33 is one of those numbers. It is the highest on that number chain, or that, you know, chain of numbers and whatnot that unlocks it. Certain things in your mind, right? 33, 12, all these things. These represent different points in your life in which you are in a state of evolution, right? Is numerology a real science? Yeah, it is a science. You know, you can chart things based on numerology, numbers, right? You can chart things based on that. The coming of something, the going out of something, you know what I'm saying? The bringing of something new and coming in of a higher intelligence. You can chart certain things based on numerology. A lot of your politicians and whatnot, they work through numerology. That's an obvious. They work through numerology, so. All right. What will numbers mean in the future? In the future, numbers will mean what they mean right now, still an unlocking of certain things, but to a certain people who are coming to this planet, numbers will mean nothing. Numbers will mean nothing because they're going to be generated and they're going to be recalibrated on just one number, and that is just that one, or that mathematical form of knowledge, meaning a continuous state. There'll be no time frames or no locks for them where knowledge is being dropped in and intelligence is being dropped in for them to learn. There'll just be one continuous form. So numbers and time only mean something to the people who have to develop and grow mentally over time. But the people who come here who are already developed mentally, who are already synced up mentally, who are already know who they're looking at, who they're dealing with, the people they're dealing with, they don't have to go through all that. So that is it. We've come to the end of our broadcast. Join us Sunday. Join us Sunday on the 27th of October for the State of Mentel's Mind Evolution class, where I will be answering questions in Brooklyn, New York, at 1326 Restoration Plaza. Well, did I say 1326? No, I said the wrong. What is the Restoration Plaza? I think it's 13. I don't know. My mind's in another place. I don't forgot. Restoration Plaza. I'll read the address off another time, but I can't call it right now. So we'll be in Brooklyn, New York at Restoration Plaza. I ain't looking at one of those cars and whatnot. My mind's in a totally different place right now. We'll be in Brooklyn, New York at Restoration Plaza from 3 to 7, where I'll be answering questions at our monthly State of Mentel at Mind Evolution class. Okay? I am the intellectual prophet, Amir Nubin Menkares. This has been State of Mentel Radio. To my brothers and sisters in the State of Mentel, the perfecting mentalist, Menzek Aminun. Good night. I'm trying to see what I want to play. Yeah. All right.